Then we come now to another section here in this ninth chapter. Israel now is identified. We've had before Israel defined. Now let's identify them in Paul's day and in our day also. Verse 6, not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. That's a strange expression, for not all the offspring, the natural offspring of Israel, they are not the real Israel. In other words, the Jew in Paul's day raised the question as to why the Jew had not wholeheartedly accepted Christ since they were an elect nation. Isn't that a failure on God's part? And Paul had dealt with that partially back in chapter 3, you will recall, at the beginning of that chapter. Now, Paul is going to make a distinction between the natural offspring of Jacob and the spiritual offspring, and that always there's been a remnant, and that remnant, whether natural or not natural, has been a spiritual offspring. And this is a distinction in the nation Israel, and he's not even including Gentiles here at all. He's not talking about Gentiles at this particular juncture. The failure, therefore, was not God's, but the people had failed, and God's promises were unconditional. Now listen to him. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now this is a devastating blow to the argument of those that were attempting to stand against Paul here. Now this is verse 7. Now, if the seed, therefore, were reckoned on natural birth and natural birth alone, then the Ishmaelites, the Midianites, the Edomites, they'd all be included. They could say, and they do say today, a very fine Arab said to me down in Jericho several years ago, he said, I want you to know I'm a son of Abraham. I couldn't argue against that. He was. These all were physical offspring of Abraham. And to be a natural offspring of Abraham was no assurance that a person was the child of promise. And you'll recall, they said to the Lord Jesus. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's seed, you'd do the works of Abraham. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He's a liar and the father of it. Verse 8 now, I'm reading. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. In other words, the apostle here makes a clear distinction between the elect and the non-elect of Israel. They that are the children of the flesh, they're not the children of God, but the children of the promise are the ones counted for seed. Listen to Dr. Luke in Acts 21:20. When they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe. They're all zealous for the law. Now, there were in Israel thousands that turned to Christ after his death and resurrection. They were the elect. And Paul always called them Israel. And you will even find that when you come to the book of Revelation, and our Lord is speaking to the churches, that's about the turn of the century. At that time, he says to them, why, they do not even belong to a synagogue that worships me any longer. It's a synagogue of Satan. That is the language that is used, and it's strong. Now, will you notice verse 9? For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Now, the children of the promise are not those who believe something. Isaac didn't believe before he was born. Isaac was the promised seed God promised, and God made good.